The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. The Chickahominy District Representative on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors is resigning. VPM News reporter Lyndon German spoke with the 12-year board veteran about their public service ahead of moving to a new position.
Supervisor Angela Kelly Wiesek is stepping down from the Hanover Board of Supervisors as she looks to join the Virginia Department of Workforce Development and Advancement. Elected in 2011, Wiesek says she's thankful to the Hanover community for their support.
So many people have reached out to say thank you. And you know what? People who admittedly will start with, I didn't always agree with Angela, but I'm really, you know, appreciative of her service. And those messages are very meaningful.
During her tenure, Wiesek served as both the board's chair and vice chairperson and approved a number of quality of life improvements like the new Atlee Library and the Fall Line Trail. She says,
I would hope that as people look back on my service here, that they would say, Angela listened. That is very important to me.
The Board of Supervisors aimed to select an interim representative to complete the remainder of Wiesek's term, which ends in December. Residents will elect a permanent board member to start in January in the upcoming general election. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Billionaire Jeff Yass has donated $2 million to Governor Glenn Youngkin's Political Action Committee, according to the Washington Post. Yass has invested in the parent company of TikTok, an app the Youngkin administration has banned from state-owned devices. Democrats, including State House Minority Leader Don Scott, criticized the Spirit of Virginia for what they see as an inconsistency. This is the first donation Yass, the founder of Susquehanna Investment Group, has made to the PAC. But he has previously donated millions to the conservative economic group Club for Growth. A flood of racist and anti-Semitic remarks disrupted a Charlottesville City Council meeting that discussed rezoning and unhoused people. City Attorney Jacob Strowman interrupted speakers during Monday's public comment several times because of inflammatory remarks.
Hate speech and speech which tends to breed incitement is unacceptable. We'd ask the speaker to please address the council in a respectful manner and to avoid references to hate speech and incitement.
Unhoused people have taken up residence in Market Street Park, where a Confederate statue once stood, as the city seeks to find a better solution for combating homelessness. Some speakers also noted that right-wing activists who are not city residents are putting the city in the national spotlight once again, 6 years after the Unite the Right rally. The next city council meeting is October 16th. A statue of Henrietta Lacks, the mother of modern medicine, was unveiled in downtown Roanoke earlier this week, with some of her family in attendance. In 1951, the Roanoke-born Lacks had cells taken from a tumor that were used without her consent, according to the Roanoke Times. The Lacks cells have been used in vaccines and scientific medical advancement for decades. Earlier this year, the city of Roanoke dedicated October 4th, the day of Lacks' death, as Henrietta Lacks Day. Dominion Energy filed its Renewable Portfolio Standard Development Plan this week. In the plan, Dominion proposed 19 new solar projects, which would power almost 200,000 homes at peak output and add about a buck and a half to a typical monthly electric bill. Dominion's required to submit the renewable plan to state regulators every year under the Virginia Clean Economy Act and must obtain carbon-free power generation by 2045. We should disclose that Dominion Energy is a VPM News donor. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. There were so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.